says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. As all of you prove, this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, beaming out to you from far northern North Dakota. I'm James Kelso, and through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, you're receiving this signal. And should you choose to call in, you call in through Round Rock, Texas at Texas area code 512-248-8252. And we can take live calls at any time in the show. Always have done so. Harking back to the year 2015, we're growing old together. I started on this show when I was a teenager. I was underage, actually. I was working illegally here at the Republic Broadcasting. And now I'm an old man. Son of a gun. Well, that's half true. I am an old man. I'm 75 now. And I don't feel a day over 74. Radio keeps you young. It is August 15th, 2023. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, that's 8 to 9 Central Time, Monday through Friday. All right, let's, you know, something, there was a sound clip that I just loved that was part of a story couple of days ago, maybe Friday. There was a, of course, we're all familiar with the fact that Ron DeSanctimonious, aka Ron DeSantis, aka Ron Disaster, and there are people, he was walking through the Iowa State Fair, and people, it's gotten so confusing to people, they were calling him Rod instead of Ron. And he himself is uncertain of the pronunciation of his name. He, very recently, he started out calling himself Ron. Let me try to remember now myself. I get confused here. He called himself wait a minute. What? How did he change his name? Oh, my God. I forgot myself. He actually changed the pronunciation of his last name. It was like, instead of DeSantis, something, he has another pronunciation that he gives to his name. But this guy is all over the place. He's a mess. Anyway, so what they did, somebody did a story saying, it looks like Ron DeSantis has reached his more cowbell moment. And this is a reference to a, this is something you older folks will appreciate. Younger folks, probably this SNL skit occurred before you were born, maybe before your mother was born. And this is when Saturday Night Live was still funny, which it's not anymore. And this is Christopher Walken as the star of the skit. And what's his name? The big guy. What's his name? Anyway, he's in the skit. And it's a mock recording studio where they're recording the Blue Oyster Cult song. What's the title? I don't know what the title is. But anyway, here it is. Here's the skit. And I just love this. The cowbell signifies the cowbell moment. That's Ron DeSantis.
All right, guys. I think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson.
This is Chris Walken.
And I got to tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Coming from you, Bruce, that means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're Bruce Dickinson.
This is incredible.
I can't believe Bruce Dickinson digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. Don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll it.
All right. One, two, three, four.
Now here comes the cowbell. Everything but the cowbell is the original recording.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please? That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space. I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Anyway, it's one of the great, great skits of all time of Saturday Night Live. When it, you know, there used to be fun in America, and even from liberals like the SNL crowd, even they used to have fun. Here we are. We have fun on this show, always. Here he goes.
It was even better than the first.
Well, it's just that I find Gene's cowbell playing distracted. I don't know. If I'm the only one, I'll shut up.
No, it's pretty rough.
You know, I can pull it back a little if you like.
Not too much, though. I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track.
You know what? It's fine. Let's just do it.
And the cowbell now, of course, is Ron DeSantis. It is awful. All right. So here we are, and you're welcome to call in and participate. Let me turn off that skit. I've been watching it on and off for days. To the annoyance of my children. So here we go. Let's go over to the president, and we'll try not to talk about the cowbell or Ron DeSantis as best we can, which probably be not very long. All right, so here's the president's most recent post 2 hours ago. So fresh off the anvil, from the white-hot forge of the mind of the orange man. Here's what he wrote 2 hours ago. These, and I'm reading it now from myself for the first time with you. These monsters, all controlled and coordinated by the Department of Justice and radical left lunatics, are criminalizing political speech, a total shutdown of democracy. Nice. And of course, I know for all of you out there, democracy is not your favorite word. Neither is it mine. But Donald Trump means what most Americans understand, the total shutdown of America. Total shutdown of America. Of the Republic. Of freedom. All right. And then here's one 3 hours ago. I'm reading again for the first time. And I'm never disappointed. I've never read a post where I've been blindsided by a turkey from the president. He's never produced a turkey of a post. He writes this in all caps: "Crooked Joe Biden is totally controlled by China." Comma. And that's a good start, wouldn't you say? Is there any other political figure in American history who would start a paragraph with that clause? Crooked Joe Biden is totally controlled by China. We've got the word crooked. We've got totally. We've got controlled, and we've got China. We've got four heavily loaded, heavily freighted words in one sentence that only has 8 words in it. All right. He's totally controlled by China, Ukraine, gets even better, huh? And various other countries. They know everything about him, all of his misdeeds. He is a compromised president who is leading our country to, what is that location in the words of our singer mascot for the show, Merle Haggard, leading our country to, like a snowball, to hell. We've never had a politician. Well, he's not a politician. We've never had a political leader who said something like that. He's leading our country to hell. He is a Manchurian candidate. Well, there you go again for you oldsters out there. Remember the movie, The Manchurian Candidate? Controlled. His mind is under control. And he is put in charge of America. And he is, I've forgotten the plot, but somehow he gets in charge of America. And he's controlled by the bad guys, by the enemy, by the Chinese Communist Party. He's a Manchurian candidate. All right, so there's two complete winners of a post that you lived your whole life never thinking you'd ever hear that from an American president. So now here's the next one he put up 4 hours ago. I have no idea what it is. It's a video. So let's play it. Let's see what it is.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself with...
Now, I believe that's a Rudyard Kipling quote. So let me play it back. I missed the intro. But Rudyard Kipling, I've got some Rudyard Kipling books in very original, very early editions. They are treasures on my bookshelf and to be handed down to my children with leather binding, gold embossing in the cover. Oh, my goodness, those poems of Rudyard Kipling. We ought to devote a show to reading some of his poems celebrating Western civilization. Those were the days. Okay, so here it is. Let's go back to the beginning.
If, by Rudyard Kipling... If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting.
And the graphic that we're seeing as the poem If by Rudyard Kipling, and I've got a very original edition right next to me here on a shelf, is a graphic of Donald Trump with Melania, classic scenes of President Trump as he was beleaguered by the baying dogs of the left.
For being lied about, don't deal in lies. For being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss. And
wow. You can make one heap of all your winnings. And pit it on one toss. That's what Donald Trump has done. His billions. This is amazing. It's as if Rudyard Kipling were writing preternaturally about Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. I'm going to have to go get my copy if off the shelf during a break.
Lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Wow. I have forgotten that poem. Unbelievable. But more, you will be a man, my son. What a poem by Rudyard Kipling. And Rudyard Kipling lived in America at one point. He actually moved to Vermont and lived there with his wife, built a house in Vermont, which is still there, and you can rent. You can stay there. In the rooms built by Rudyard Kipling in Vermont. It's been a dream of mine. You know, I've dreamed of that, but of course I won't realize that. But in my imagination, I've done it. And it's like a bed and breakfast in Vermont. You can sit in the chair Rudyard Kipling sat in where he wrote things like If. Unbelievable. But now what's pertinent here is that Donald Trump, that poem is about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, we now know, knows it because he's the one who posted it. And he posted it in the form of a video. I don't know who the voiceover is. I don't know who made the video. It may have been made at the behest of Donald Trump. I don't know. But I know he appreciates the thought because he just brought it back to me. He brought it to life for me. I've forgotten. And so there you go. We're only three posts into Donald Trump's odyssey in one day on truthsocial.com. This is an experience. You know, this is worth it. This is worth the ordeal that we're all going through to have something like this. Okay, here's another one. I'll turn it on and let's listen to it. And I'll quickly run over to my library, and see if I quickly find it, that early, early edition of Kipling, but here we go.
The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
Wow. Wow. Let me pause that. Oh, gee whiz. Gee whiz.
Of the Constitution.
I'm back. I went into my library and I found two old editions of Kipling. Just quickly, we've got a break here, so I'm going to thumb through these while we're on the break, and then I'll rejoin you in just a moment.
Did did you know? The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Hey, we're back. And I'm looking up Rudyard Kipling. Born in 1865 in Bombay, India. Now they call that Mumbai, Bombay, India. His father was a colonial civil servant out there in the Raj, the British Empire. Born in 1865, so the last year of the Civil War. Civil War was over, 30 December 1865. And he died in 1936 in Marylebone, London, England, in 1936. So fortunately for Kipling, he missed the incredible tragedy of World War II, which would have been as discouraging to him as it was to other heroes of ours, like Charles Lindbergh, was crushed by World War II, and George Orwell, crushed by World War II, as would have been Rudyard Kipling. But here's another poem. I found these leather-bound volumes, and I have others, but I just pulled these two off. One of them is particularly precious to me. It's got the book plate of my great aunt in it, who died tragically young. And Pearl Westgate. And it's book number 178 of her private library. And it's leather bound, beautifully gold embossed with the personal stamp of Rudyard Kipling, which was interestingly connecting his Indian heritage and so on. The swastika was a very traditional symbol in India, and Kipling adopted it, along with the profile of an elephant as his personal seal. And here it is, published in 1915 in New York. It's a first edition, for American first edition. Wow. Okay, but now let's read another. This one is not in that collection of Kipling's genius, but it's one of my favorites, and I'm sure for many of you, your favorites. Imagine the foresight of this man. It's called The Stranger. And I've got to get, I don't, surely I'm in my collection is a copy of this, but I got to find this in a leather-bound, gold, gilt, beautiful, early edition of Kipling and pass it on to my children so they can appreciate when, you know, men were men and women were women and America was America and civilization was civilized. This is called The Stranger. The stranger within my gate, he may be true or kind, but he does not talk my talk. I cannot feel his mind. I see the face and the eyes and the mouth, but not the soul behind. The men of my own stock, they may do ill or well, but they tell the lies I am wanted to. They are used to the lies I tell. And we do not need interpreters when we go to buy or sell. The stranger within my gates, he may be evil or good, but I cannot tell what powers control, what reasons sway his mood, nor when the gods of his far-off land shall repossess his blood. The men of my own stock, bitter, bad they may be, but at least they hear the things I hear and see the things I see. And whatever I think of them and their likes, they think of the likes of me. This is the final stanza here. It's just so powerful. This was my father's belief, and this is also mine. Let the corn be all one sheaf, and the grapes be all one vine. Ere our children's teeth are set on edge by bitter bread and wine. Bingo. That's it. And that last thing you just heard, that was Rudyard Kipling. If, the poem If. I've got to get that to him. Let me write that down. Let me make sure I've got If in my collection. And, you know, I want to, this part of the purpose of this show, actually, this radio show. You know, what am I doing? Why? The title Why here is I want to pass along whatever I can of civilization, whatever the beautiful things that were everywhere to be found in my boyhood.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Start again with just my children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American. And this poem, it's so beautiful. It appears in, I am going to get a copy in a very early edition, and I will buy it as an antiquarian book. And it's amazing. It's sad. You know, these things are not expensive. They should be very costly. But the world does not remember. It doesn't value. That's my point in the show. Let's welcome James in Vancouver to the show. James, are you there?
I am. Yes, sir,
yeah,
I am.
You know, you're like me, James.
In order to understand Kipling, you've got to be on the square. A Man Who Would Be King. Remember that one?
Yeah. The are you referring to the British Square?
Freemasons.
He used the reference to the square.
Hello?
In his poem Gunga Din.
Square means being a Freemason.
Oh, well, he makes another reference to another kind of square in his poem Gunga Din. And he mentioned that Gunga Din and the uncivilized people that he represented actually broke the British square in India, or maybe it was in Afghanistan. But they broke the British square. And but now let me tell an interesting story about Kipling, a tragedy. I don't know whether you know this, James. His only son, that you know, resonates to a lot of dads out there. Only son means a lot. His only son was John Kipling, born in 1897, and died just after he turned 18 on September 27th, 1915, at the Battle of Loos in World War I. Now here's the tragedy. John Kipling was rejected by the British Army, would not have gone to that battle, would not have, like Britain's finest, Western civilization's finest, died in that war. The genetic loss is incalculable. But Rudyard Kipling in 1915 hadn't yet clicked for him what it was all about. And it was through the efforts of Rudyard, the father, that he pressured the British Army into accepting his son John into the British Army. And then he got the news that his son, very quickly in the war, was killed at the Battle of Loos at the age of 18. Can you imagine how Rudyard Kipling was crushed? And I say he died in 36. Thank goodness he didn't have to see the repeat of that slaughter, which was World War II. Same people, same France, Germany, Britain, America. Same people senselessly slaughtering each other, needlessly. Neither war need ever have been fought. Not for the slightest reason. How many millions of our people, and of our finest? In World War I, it was famous. The people who suffered the most devastating casualties were the officers, the captains, the lieutenants, the sergeants. They stood up in the trenches and led the charges. And of course, the enemy, you know, sees that bright, shiny uniform, stand up and lead the charge. Bing, there goes a fusillade of bullets. So they died, they were slaughtered. And these were the finest. And the tradition back in World War I was that, you know, the top scholars, the top achievers, the top families, they produced those officers who were slaughtered in World War I for no reason. And it was true on the German side as well as the British and the French, the Italian, American. So, you know, this is what we face today, is that, you know, is the survival of our civilization. I'm 75. I want to pass my civilization on to my children. And I'm afraid, you know, they're not getting it from the media. Are they unaware of our civilization? So I'm going to have to give them, like, you know, sit down with them and just walk them through things like Rudyard Kipling, like who we are and where we came from, and why we want, you know, one sheaf and one vine. And so anyway, that's, I'm affected by this because Donald Trump, he's 77. He put that up. Let's go back to Donald Trump. But I'll bet you didn't know that story about Rudyard Kipling's oldest son killed in World War I pointlessly. Let's go to the president. You know, and it'd be like the president losing his son, Barron. Barron is, he might be 18 right now. How would Donald Trump, how would that affect, and what if Barron were his only son? What if he didn't have Don Jr. and Eric? And Barron walked into a battle, fought against other white men, and was shot for nothing, for no reason. What's the reason for the war in Ukraine? What's the reason for all those young Ukrainian men to be slaughtered? All those young Russian men to be slaughtered? Why?
I hear it's the bankers.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same people that, you know, were eager for World War I, same people eager for World War II, the same people, you know, the Bushies eager for the Iraq War. And one of the things that's remarkable about Donald Trump, folks, Donald Trump, there's one reason. Mark Levin said this. He said there was a moment when Donald Trump's fate was sealed, when he was doomed by the deep state. And that moment was in the debate where he pointed at Jeb Bush and he said, your family is responsible for that slaughter in Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You lied. You Bushes lied. And he was saying that to Jeb Bush, the older brother of George Walker Bush. And with
not
that,
too popular to the Bush family.
Yeah. And with that, at that moment, Donald Trump ended the career of Jeb Bush, who had been a very successful governor of Florida, ended that career, ended his presidential race. And he was he was clearly the front runner. Jeb Bush was. He had $100 million in his piggy bank account for his run.
Think maybe the Bush family's getting revenge this way?
You mean on, well, of course they...
With all the indictments, they're involved in starting the whole thing. The old Bush clan that are hiding in Uruguay now in their 100,000-acre ranch.
Right.
They're pulling strings at the CIA and Justice Department and saying, get them. And it's not... People blame a certain class of people for this, but it's not them. It's actually the Bushes down in Uruguay and their buddies in the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well,
back
to it's
you.
It's the whole cabal. Yes, it's the whole cabal. You know, but Mark Levin said this. He said, when Donald Trump pointed his finger at Jeb Bush and said the Bushes lied so that Americans would die in Iraq, his fate was sealed with the CIA, with the deep state, with the war party, the Lindsey Grahams, the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's. His fate was sealed. And so ever since that moment, the attack against Donald Trump has been unrelenting. It has never let up. It's been full on all the way, full court press, every media, every newspaper, every TV station, all of them, every academic. Donald Trump, guess how many U.S. senators endorsed Donald Trump in his first run for president? None. Guess how many academics, you know, there are tens of thousands of academics in America, tens of thousands. Surely, you know, a handful would have endorsed. Nope. He didn't get any endorsements from anybody. I'm sure there are a couple exceptions, you know, probably some faculty from Hillsdale College, some faculty from Liberty University, maybe somebody on the faculty at Pepperdine. I think I know one of them. And a history professor who's now retired. But he was doomed when he pointed his finger. Now let's go back to that Rudyard Kipling. That's Donald Trump playing that quote from Rudyard Kipling, if, and it's all coming full circle. It's all connected. Kipling, who died in 36, as if he's writing about Donald Trump, who was born in 46. It's really remarkable, folks. And this is what I'm trying to do with this show and what I'm trying to do with the remainder of my life is I know, what do I have? What can I do? What contribution can I make? Well, I can communicate a little bit. Here's what I want to communicate to people out there who if you don't know this, you white man, you white woman, you look in the mirror. Look at your genetic chart. Join Ancestry.com. Find out the fact that 10,000 generations of your ancestors are Europeans. not just your great aunt who had a Kipling book in her library, but your great this, your great that, your great great this. I have 60,000 people in my family tree at Ancestry.com. They're all white people, every single one of them. Is that some kind of accident? No, it's a glorious truth about anybody. If you look in the mirror, look at yourself, check, take your DNA test and look at your DNA test, you're a European. And here's what I want to communicate. You've been brainwashed by everything launched at you by the media, the establishment, the schools, that do not appreciate the value of what you see in the mirror. That thing you see in the mirror, that European, that descendant of Rudyard Kipling, that descendant of Charles Lindbergh, that descendant of my cousin, Madison Grant. That is the most beautiful thing in the universe. You are of inestimable value. The genetic, the genome that you carry is the most priceless thing in the universe. And why do I say that? Not because I'm a bigot. I'm not. It's because by any measure, any conceivable measure, that genome that you carry in every cell of your body, 40 trillion cells, that genome produced the most beauty, the most achievement, the most science, the most glory, the most kindness that anything in the universe ever produced. Nothing comes close. Nothing is even, there's nothing in second place. That genome produced all of those things. It wrote the poem If. It produced the plays of Shakespeare. It produced the nine symphonies of Beethoven. It produced the laws of thermodynamics and physics by Isaac Newton. Nobody else did that. It's your genome that did that. And it's not an accident. It's not an accident that some other genome didn't produce all those things, all that beauty. And it's very logical to conclude that the continued survival of your genome, upon that depends the continued production of such beauty. And if your genome is snuffed out, which it's being, that's what's happening right now. Your genome is being snuffed out by people who hate it, who hate you, and they want you to go away. You're already, what, a tenth of the population of the earth? They want you to be 5%, and then two, and one, and then none. And what bad thing will happen when they realize their dream of snuffing out the European race? Well, you won't see any more Ninth Symphonies by Beethoven. You won't see any more Isaac Newtons. You won't see any more Thomas Jeffersons. You won't see any more Bill of Rights. Or on and on. No more Rudyard Kiplings. So the it's in the interest of the whole universe that our people survive. And that's what I devote my life to the rest of my life. I didn't get it as a young man. I got bits and pieces of it, but I didn't understand. This is the whole ball of wax. This is the only reason I'm here on earth. The only reason you sitting there in your chair listening to my voice, the only reason you're here on this planet is to perpetuate your people. That there is no other reason you're here. No other important or good reason. And if you're not doing that, well, you're missing the boat completely. So it's never too late to get on the boat and do something for your people, for their survival. I'm glad I got that off my chest. Let's see how we're doing here. We've actually got a fair amount of time left. Let me see. Do we have any callers, James? I don't see any callers. When I close the mic on tonight's show, I'm going to order up a storm of further Rudyard Kipling literature that I'll put on my shelf with my Charles Lindbergh literature, and my Madison Grant literature and my Carlton Putnam literature. These are all cousins of mine. And
so why is the white race being destroyed, one can ask?
One word.
You know what I mean?
I have the answer in one word.
Then came the okay.
Envy.
The
bottom of the mine. Envy.
Of course.
Four letters, one word, E-N-V-Y. That's why
talk
we are
to you on the other side.
That's it. Let's go to the other side of this break and we'll talk more about envy.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And James asked a cogent question. Why is the white race being destroyed? And the answer, there's one-word answer. You can use this answer with anybody. It's not a mystery. And the most powerful answer is if you've got a one word, a short one word answer, envy. Envy, folks. That's the reason. And I refer you to a book. I got it off my shelf during the break. It's by a brilliant Austrian named Helmut Schuck. And that's spelled S-C-H-O-E-C-K. Helmut Schuck, who was born in 1922. He died in 1993. But his German title was Der Neid. Der Neid, N-E-I-D. That's envy in German. And he died in 93. Where was he born? In Graz. He spent his early years in Baden-Württemberg and finished his high school in Ludwigsburg. And I don't know what happened to him. He would have been in 1942. He would have been 20, which is just perfect killing age for World War II. Where was he
Graz
at that time?
Where Tesla studied. Graz
where was he?
Tesla studied. Graz. Tesla studied in the University of Graz.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Then there's a gap there. We don't know what happened to him during World War II, but he then taught in America and at various U.S. universities. And he taught at Yale. In 65, Schuck returned to Germany, where he obtained a chair in sociology at the Johannes Gutenberg University in Mainz, which he occupied until his retirement in 1990. He died in 93. And this book, Envy, it answers your question, why is the white race being destroyed? And by the way, he doesn't address that question. He does not address in the book the question of the white race being destroyed at all. But he answers the question. And he makes the point that envy is, this may be hard to swallow, is the most powerful human emotion of all. And what happens is that people, this is a law of human behavior. People who cannot do what you can do envy you. People that aren't as handsome or as beautiful as you, they're not as smart as you, they hate you for that. Not all of them. But
like
enough.
Donald Trump fits that category. Why people hate him? Go ahead.
Yes, they, and.
Envy Donald Trump.
Yes.
Sorry.
So we'll talk more about this envy, and Helmut Schuck. This been a fun show, and I love Donald Trump gets credit
thanks for
starting
reference.
It out with that
thanks,
poem.
Thanks for that reference, James.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, James. So we'll see you all again tomorrow night, Wednesday night. We'll continue here in the graduate seminar on survival of the white race. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.